Okay, fifth chapter of Maaser is the first Mishnah. Ha'okir shesalim mitoch shalo v'nos l'toch shalo pater. Shesalim are sets. They're a set of young plants that are plucked from the ground and they're moved in other places. So our Mishnah, one is uprooting fruit-bearing stuff and planting them in a less crowded area of their field so they can better grow and develop. So if you uproot them from your own field and you plant them in another section of the field, you're going to be exempt from tithes. Okay, you're not required to tie the vegetables or the stuff growing them before the replanting. Okay, it's only when you're finally done. Lakach b'machuber karka, if you buy produce which is attached to the ground, that also is going to be pater from tithes, meaning produce that wasn't harvested yet. You could eat it without separating the tithes because, as we said already many times, nesha kana b'machuber, sale of attached stuff doesn't establish the tithing obligation. Lakot l'shilcha l'chaver pater, if you harvest produce in order to send it over to your friend, you're going to be exempt. Okay, you're going to be exempt from the Maaser. So we're talking about sets that someone uprooted and give it to your friend to replant, not to eat. Rabbi Elzbin Azariah says, "Im yesh kiyotze behemnim kar meshuk." If similar type of stuff is sold in the market, then harei elu chayavim, because then they're chayav in tithing, because then that becomes standard and a finished part of the process. Ha'oker lefes vitznos mitoch shalo v'notol toch shalo zera. If someone uproots turnips or radishes from their own field to replant it into another section of the own field for the purpose of cultivating their seeds, chayevis, you are chayev to tie them because that's what's considered the garnan, the goren, which is the ultimate final process. As we said, that's the goren is also the term we use to indicate the point when something is obligated in tithes. The Mishnah is explaining that radishes and turnips, when you move it over, that is a little different step. Okay, so bitzalim ishi shrishu balia, onions, once they've taken root in the attic. It's talking about harvested onions that are placed in the attic for storage, and there are, roots into the floor of the attic. So since the owner was not intending to plant the onions there but to store them, he'd rather they not hit roots in the attic floor, since they can't grow there in a healthy way. So what we say is, so if they did, so taharu milatame, they're incapable of conveying tumma. Meaning, with respect to the tumma of food, these onions are considered to be growing. Things that are growing can convey tumma to each other. But naflu aleim apolis ve'megulim, but if stuff fell on these onions, like either debris from a falling house, and they're uncovered, harei elu kinetuim besada, they're treated as though they were planted in a field. They're considered like full-fledged attached produce, just like produce growing in a field. The idea over here, stuff falling down, is the leaves are uncovered. The body of the fruit, though, now becomes covered. And now it becomes like something almost, like a regular plant. It becomes almost like planted soil, creating that element of plant for you. Okay, we stop there.